Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
There are two things in my life that are an absolute. I did not ask for either
this
one of them.
This teacher, my fully support.
You can feel the excitement in this room because there are some major shoppers here.
I'm going to pat you down, and they will be rich.
Thompson, and I approve this message.
You're fired.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Yeah, come on. Truth is our bitch. Every night through the looking glass we go, and we go places other talk shows, well, they wish they could. All you got to do is go over to philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass. You can see what it's all about. I mean, you're hearing what it's all about. Do you want to see and hear and know and feel and all that? Just go over to philhendryshow.com, look at the live streaming video, the audio. Not only that, but you can access thousands of hours of archives. We have on-demand video. We have our news feed, guaranteed email response from Phil Hendry. In other words, I talk to my subscribers. They talk to me. They curse me out. I tell them thank you. It's all over there, philhendryshow.com. And we're going to be going to HD video relatively soon. As soon as Elaine comes back, our very talented engineeress, and she comes back with all the equipment and gets a good price, like free. I'm kidding. 877-876-PHIL. Joining us this hour, Justin McElroy, to discuss the highly anticipated Black Friday deals happening the day after Thanksgiving. That's right. The day after Thanksgiving, as you all know, is Black Friday. That's what they call it. I don't know that it is such a wise nickname, given the history of Black Friday in recent years. But Walmart has released its Black Friday ads on Facebook with great deals if you can stay awake to take advantage of them. Starting at midnight, just as Thanksgiving Day expires, Walmart stores will throw open their doors for an all-night open house with great prizes on toys and other items, according to DealTaker.com. Now, was it not Walmart that had the episode in Valley Stream? I don't see it here in the article, but it was a Walmart. Starting at midnight. That's midnight the day after Thanksgiving. What's on tap? A Nintendo Wi-Fi, $199, with a $50 Walmart gift card, Juju Pets, last year's must-have toy for $4, Lego Tubs, $15, and on it goes. In a bit of related news, Goodwill in Seattle last weekend offered huge sales for eager shoppers getting a jump on Black Friday, including one shopper who drops the F-bomb during a live report here on Channel 5 King News Seattle.
You can feel the excitement in this room because there are some major shoppers here who know exactly what they're doing. Some of them are first-timers. Some of them have been coming here for a long, long time. Look at this guy. He's got like an armful of stuff. What do you think?
Tons of sequins.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that. And we will let you go now. So we're here live in Goodwill and very exciting times. They're not thinking what they're saying a bit as well.
Oh, man, that was funny. Tons of effing sequins is what the guy said. Joining us on the line here is a young man, a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School in northern L.A. County. And he's going to be talking with us. Justin, you there?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, Justin McElroy is a high school junior at L.A. Canyon High School. And you guys are going to be at Walmart on Black Friday yourselves, making a videotape, a school project, is that right?
Yes, sir. It's part of our mass media class, and it's Mr. Cockrell's class, who is our junior class advisor.
And so this is a mass media? Is it like telecommunications?
We take a lot of video production and some audio editing. We learn how to digital edit, as well as digital edit for video.
Okay, outstanding. Now, why did you guys choose Black Friday?
We wanted to do a tape that was probably more educational than what we had been doing. My father and our junior class advisor had given us this assignment as a way of rather than giving us detention or giving us or losing credits or being suspended for our project earlier, just after the school year started.
And what was that?
We had decided to go to Pershing Square in Los Angeles and pay some of the men there to fight.
So you were going to create what's called bum fights?
That's correct, yeah.
And your father and your teachers did not approve?
No. And
so what did they ask you to do?
Well, we were going to be, my father and two of the fathers went to the school and talked to Mr. Cockrell and Mr. Huntington, who's our headmaster for the dean of boys, I should say, and came up with a solution that we would do a replacement video.
So you'd do the project over again?
That's correct, yes, sir.
And what you guys have chosen is Black Friday.
That's correct.
Why have you chosen Black Friday?
First
of all, before you answer that, you know, I don't want to judge you or anything, but bum fights, doesn't that seem a little cruel?
It was. In retrospect, I think it wasn't that we wanted to be entertained by it. We wanted to show people the reality, I guess, of how those people live, you know.
Yeah, but you guys were you not going to pay them to get into fights with each other?
But they do that anyway. I mean,
okay.
And so if you pay, a lot of those bums are...
And let's try not to call them. You call them bums?
I mean, I'm sorry, those men they will do anything for money anyway. And so if I hadn't have been there, somebody would have said, you know, would you like do some other, you know, probably way more disgusting thing for money? But they told us we couldn't do it, and we were going to be suspended, but we worked out that we could do over the project. And
so you chose Walmart. Now, tell me in my audience here, and we're talking with Justin McElroy, who's a high school junior from L.A. Canyon High School. They were going to do bum fighting for their mass media project, and their fathers, as well as the school's advisors, and I think rightfully so, Justin, disabused you guys of that notion. So you have now chosen Black Friday Walmart as your project.
That's correct.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, we think that it's probably way more educational. We had gone to a Walmart in L.A., in the L.A. County area last year because we were thinking of possibly doing that for our sophomore project, and we didn't really see anything that was all that interesting. That's why we went to and did the bum fights. But this year we're going to go and tape what will be going on. And I think it'll be better because there's more people involved in Walmart. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but there'll be more people involved in the rioting that'll probably be happening.
All right, now hold on for a moment. You say the rioting, because there wasn't any real incident last year. We had the incident the year before in Valley Stream, New York. You're out here in California. I don't know how many other places where Walmart exists or any other place that's having a Black Friday sale, for that matter, is running the risk of any rioting. So are you not taking a chance here? And are you looking for violence? Is that what you're doing with your project?
Well, I mean, we're looking for people that are violent about money. And that's why we felt the bum fights was, it showed how low people would sink for money. But they, you know, obviously we can't do that. So that's when we've decided to go to Walmart to show that people will be violent. And what we have are some signs that we made. Most of this stuff is Chinese. A lot of it is for sale at Walmart. And so we've put up some signs that will talk about TVs, and we've got some signs that talk about the DVDs that are for sale. And
all right, well, what do you mean you've got signs? Are you guys, in other words, what are you doing? Are you attempting with your bum fights, you instigated fighting, and now with these, are you trying to instigate an incident at a Walmart?
I'm not sure right now.
What I mean by instigate, are you trying to, by coming in there, as a journalist, as a documentarian, are you trying to create the story?
No, sir.
Then why are you coming in with fake signs?
Because that's what they're going to sell anyway, and they're going to sell that anyway, but they don't have a lot of signs out showing that. I mean, they have it in the newspaper right now. They can purchase Chinese, you know, like Chinese electronics for what we put on our sign was you can get Chinese electronics for dirty cheap. We got a sign like $30 Blu-ray player that they usually go for $150. That's what they're going to sell it for. You know,
well, they may be selling it for that, but what do you mean by putting a sign up that says dirty cheap?
That's what they're selling it for. You know,
what I'm saying to you is Justin, if Walmart is selling something for a Blu-ray player, let's say for $30, which is very cheap, you're right. If that in fact is what they're doing, why don't you let their advertising speak for itself?
And it does speak for itself. But all we'll want to do is when the crowds start to form, to show how good people want to go and get it. We want to have the signs there to say it's really, you know, it's inexpensive, cheap Chinese stuff, and they could go and get it. I got the story. Can I just read one thing, Mr. Henry, about it, the story that we have?
Go ahead.
They have, like you said, they've got $50 gift cards. They have Lego tubs. They got they have a Emerson 32-inch. And the only thing we said was that it's dirty cheap for dirty cheap Emerson 32-inch for $140 or maybe more. You know?
So what you're doing is you're trying to what? Excite the crowd?
Well, I think they're already excited.
That if they're already excited and they're already to rock and roll and they're already to go pouring into this store, and you guys are obviously there with your cameras hoping to see violence.
Mr. Henry, I can honestly say we don't want to see violence. I mean, if we do, yeah, we do want to tape that, but I'm hoping that we don't have to. And
well, I mean, come on, man. You don't have your project if there's no violence.
But I still don't want to see it.
But you're instigating it by saying dirty, cheap electronics, and we have an LCD, and we got a Magnavox and all this stuff, right? So once the crowd arrives and they see all these signs...
Well, we're curious to see how the customers will react when they discover the products are more expensive than what we advertised is all. If they get mad and riot, then we're there. We film it, sure. But we're journalists capturing the human spirit.
So you guys are putting up signs showing that the stuff is cheaper.
Well, I don't know. It might not be.
So by capturing this violent event, that's one thing. But your project, your mass media project for your high school right now has you guys instigating a violent event at a Walmart. Is that true?
No, I don't agree with that, sir. And
if you're putting up signs saying that there's stuff here for cheaper than really what it's selling for, why are you saying that then? Why are you saying that there's stuff for sale cheaper than what it's actually selling for if you don't want there to be violence?
I didn't say we don't want to see violence. What we want to see is if they busted down a couple of doors at that one store. And that's all we want to see, but we don't want...
When they busted down a couple of doors at that one store, that one man died. You know that, right? I mean, that one man was crushed by the crowd pouring through.
That was because the guy got... That's not because of that.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly why it happened. The guy... I remember that story vividly. We covered that story. We were all over that story. And that guy was behind that door. It came right down on top of him.
Mr. Aaron, we're not instigating it. We're not going to force anybody to riot. The customers would choose to commit the violence. And if they choose to commit the violence, then yeah, we would.
And what do you mean, would they choose? What? How would you know if they didn't choose?
Well, I mean, we would not be there to cover. They would not be there to be violent, that's all.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So here's a kid, young man, I should say, who was, they were going to do a mass media project filming bum fights. Their fathers and the school told them no or they'd be suspended. So instead, they're going over to a Walmart after Thanksgiving on a Black Friday in the hopes that they can videotape a riot. And he says that they're not trying to instigate one. Now, they got signs that say that the prices are lower than they really are. They're talking about dirty cheap this and dirty cheap that. And they've got their cameras at the ready. This is what I call creating the news as opposed to reporting the news. 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next for Justin McElroy here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's what we said.
On the line with me is Justin McElroy, a high school junior in a mass media class at L.A. Canyon High School. They were caught, basically, by the school trying to film bum fights, which I find to be disgusting, as many people do. And, Justin, I'm sorry to have to judge you that way, but I do. Now, you have said that you want to go out and you want to continue your effort. The school has given you another chance. You're going to be at a Walmart on Black Friday. And you say you want to be there to cover or document the violence.
Mr. Henry, one thing. I'm a very big admirer, and many of us are, of Geraldo Rivera. And he was also, he did documentaries. And you have to do documentaries that are, that show how it is, you know. And so it's violent. It's a violent world. And the Walmart Black Friday is always a violent event, and we want to be there to show that. And
all right, if you want to be there to show that, I understand you want to see Walmart, you know, having violence, but what, why are you trying to provoke it with signs that are talking about dirty cheap and prices that don't exist?
First of all, Walmarts are violent on Black Friday. Everyone knows about it. To get a explosion, Mr. Henry, sometimes you have to light a fuse.
And so you're, what would you say to anyone that would say to you, you're causing the violence?
I'd say, obviously, they don't know nothing about Walmart. And
they don't know anything about Walmart.
Yeah. If they said we are causing the violence just by being there with a camera and telling people, yeah, they got, you know, go on in, man, they got $30 Blu-ray, then they don't know nothing about Walmart, and they don't know nothing about probably anything about Black Friday.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. I got some more questions here for Justin McElroy. Dave in Flagstaff, Arizona. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. It just sounds like he doesn't know about Walmart because, I mean, not every Walmart is violent and has a riot. I mean, it just happened to be one case in New York that a man died, and that's very unfortunate, but it just seems like he misconstrues this Black Friday is that everywhere is a riot. And just being on the public radio, I don't see why Walmart doesn't step in and find out about this and not allow them to have cameras even in the
right
store or their signs. I mean,
that's right. What do you Justin, what do you think if Walmart just tells you to get off their parking lot?
I don't think they have the constitutional right to tell me that I don't have the right to. I'm not going to be in their store. I'm going to be watching people busting through the windows. And as far as it's not always violent, that we know of. They only reported the one incident in Valley Stream, but when you've got a lot of product from China that is worth $5, and most of the people that go to Walmart are low-income, poor, or, you know, pretty poor people, you're going to have a situation of a window getting busted in and, you know, people pouring in for it. So I don't know how Walmart can keep me out. And
well, you sound to me like a guy that's looking forward to this, and that's the part that's bothering me.
What's bothering you?
The part that you are looking forward to, windows getting busted in, and
no, I want to show people what happens on Black Friday. And yeah, I mean, when I told our junior class advisor that we wanted to document people are get violent for money, and they wouldn't let us do the bum fights, I said the next best thing is Walmart because people will fight for cheap Chinese junk. I mean,
All right, Dave, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. People will fight for cheap Chinese junk. You've said that a couple of times. Is that what you're quibbling over?
No, I mean, I just want to show the American people the roots of violence are cheap. It's just cheap junk. that the Chinese send. And that's one thing. And then the other thing is to show people how Americans are so, like, cheap that cheap Chinese junk is what they want to have.
Right. And the, okay, we'll be back with Justin McElroy on his documentary on Black Friday and the violence that will be at Walmart. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. The groundbreaking world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Justin McElroy, a high school junior from L.A. Canyon High School in northern Los Angeles County. We're talking about a mass media project, you might say, gone wrong at the high school. Is that, Justin, you were going to film bums fighting, which you were basically threatened with suspension if you went through with that mass media project. Not only were you threatened with suspension, but your father's got involved, and I say my hat's off to your dad's.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Henry, in retrospect, I'm very glad my father got involved there. You know,
I mean, it doesn't do anything for you guys to do something like that to degrade people that way. But now you want to go to a Walmart, and you want to see a riot break out. It sounds to me as if you are trying to instigate it.
No, sir. But what I said to you, Mr. Henry, and I want, my teachers are, you know, Mr. Cockrell, who is our junior class advisor, to know, is that we're not trying. I said to him that we wanted to have the footage of a riot at the Walmart so we'd be able to have it, you know, the syndication rights to it for CNN or Channel 5 or one of those stations. Because I told him when we submitted our proposal, I said, this is not going to be no, you know, I report, you know.
And what does that mean, that's not going to be any I report?
Well, we're not giving away. If you look on TV, they tell you, hey, you know, do an I report or do a U report or something, where they want you to send them.
Where they want you to send video footage for free?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, I don't think so. You know, that ain't going to happen. And so when the riot breaks out, we have the footage. And
how do you know a riot's going to break out?
Because we're not going to have signs, but we are going to be in the crowd, you know, and we're going to be pushing against the door like everybody else is, you know.
So you're going to try to instigate it?
No, sir.
Well, if you're standing in the crowd, are you there with a camera?
I'll have a camera. I got one of the other guys that I'm working with is doing sound. And
all right, so you're standing with a camera, another guy's with a sound, you know, recorder, and you're pushing.
Well, but everybody will not notice it because you are doing it. You're pushing. Everyone's pushing. And the point is that if we push and we get at least get it going, then I can record it, and then we can sell it to CNN because we're not doing no I report. And that's the part that I said to Mr. Cockrell. It was the best part on account of we're not going to. We're going to get money for it.
All right. Well, you're going to get money for your video footage starting this raucous, starting this riot at a Walmart. You're going to sell it to CNN or Channel 5 or whoever you think you're going to sell it to. You're going to get your money. And in the meantime, you guys don't know what it is that you've started. Maybe someone's going to get hurt.
They're going to get hurt whether we were there or not. They're still going to be pushing against people, but we're going to have the footage, and we're going to not, and it's not going to be no I report.
Yeah, I get it about the I report. I do. 877-876-PHIL. On the line here is Marshall on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah. Okay, Justin, I'm 50 right now, and you sound like to me you're about 16 years old, and I was from money. I come from money when I was younger. Now I'm a poor person. I'm homeless. I'm listening to you on a Bose stereo, so I ain't got no cheap stereo, okay, buddy? Well, anyway.
Well, how come you're homeless?
What? How do I got a Bose?
No, how come you're homeless when you had money?
How come? I'm on disability. I lost my leg when I was a little kid. I got hit by a train. Tragic stuff happened to my family. My dad died when I was young. Things happen. I want to ask you a question, man. You asked me
what I
want.
Did you go on the railroad tracks or something?
Yeah, I was.
You were on the railroad track.
I was playing on the train when I was a kid.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to figure out. You could hear the train coming, though, right? You could hear the train coming out.
Oh, of course I did. I tried to hop on it, buddy. You ain't never jumped on a train before? Well, I did, okay?
What?
It cut my leg off. I got to ask you, coming from that money,
I tried to run away from a train, not to run under the train.
He didn't run under the train. He tried to jump on the train.
Tried to jump on the
train. If I see a train coming, I want to run away from it.
Okay, that's fine. I want to hear what the man's trying to ask you a question.
Yeah,
he ran under a train.
Under a train. Go ahead, Marshall.
Cheap electronics, right? Who bought that camera for you?
What's that?
Did you buy that camera you got? You're going to shoot this with. Did you buy that camera? Or did your dad buy it for you?
The school district.
Huh?
The school district bought it?
They bought it. Well, see, somebody bought that for you. It ain't like you're going to buy something now. You know, this Bose I got cost $500. And you're talking about people standing in line for a $30 Blu-ray. I tell you, man, if anybody catches this radio show and you do what you're doing, buddy, you better pray nobody gets hurt at your little extravaganza. You know,
because you're on the radio talking about having a $500 radio. Somebody's liable to roll you with your one leg.
What are you talking about?
You got to be calmed down on that, buddy.
Check that out, man.
You know, just because I got one leg don't mean that I ain't got two arms.
Yeah, but somebody's going to roll you while you're sleeping under a bridge tonight.
We're not talking about this man right now.
Hey, all homeless people don't sleep under bridges, buddy. See, that's where you get the false idea, like you think you can wave a dollar. You know, if you waved a dollar at me and told me to go smack somebody, I'd smack you.
Well, what if I waved a $20? What if I waved $20 in front of
you? I'd probably smack you about three times then.
And what if I waved $100?
If you had $100, it'd be a few of us on you.
We'd
get you money. Oh, buddy, we'd take your money from you. See, if you mess around with people... So,
the more money you got, they're going to kick your ass and take your money from you.
Yeah, my father would be there.
It don't care who you got with you, man. Believe me, when you mess with somebody that ain't got no money, and you got money, and you go in the wrong place, buddy, Justin, you're going to get hurt.
Father
you better
would be
grow up. Go ahead.
Well, so if you're not homeless, then you're not sleeping under a bridge. Well, how could you be homeless and you're not under a bridge?
I got friends, man. I got people I stay with.
See? I told you.
Well, okay, fine, Justin. Will you listen to what this man's saying? He's saying basically that if you start a riot, if you're pushing people...
Yeah.
What are you saying, Marshall?
Yeah, you don't even know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying.
You put dope?
If he provokes a homeless person, man, you got somebody that has nothing to lose. Yeah, they'll go to jail, because that could be right there a place for them to get three hots and a cot. So them to smack a little kid like you and take your money would be nothing to them. Nothing.
Yeah, but what if my father's chauffeur pistol whipped you?
Your father's chauffeur?
Yeah.
Like that chauffeur in Titanic. Come on, man. Pull my leg, it comes off, you know?
Hey, you know in Titanic that one chauffeur had a pistol and everything? Father has a chauffeur.
If you pull my leg, it comes off, Justin. Come on now.
All right, well, look. Marshall, the best of luck to you, man. I hope that you...
I hope you get three hots and a cot. But
thank you.
Remember this. Remember this, sir. Remember this. Your $500 Bose, if you hawk that, you could get a bowl of Hardy Man stew.
I've been like that already.
You already had your dinner, huh? See, he already had his dinner.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he has. But I'm talking about something that came off a stove. I'm not trying to hurt you. What I'm trying to do is tell you that Father needs somebody in the garage to work on his cars.
All right. Thanks very much, Marshall. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What'd you hang up for?
I'm not going to have you jiving this guy. Father needs someone in the garage.
Father has a chauffeur like that man in Titanic who would pistol whip a bum.
Let's not call people bums. I don't like that. And what that guy was trying to say was basically, if you provoke a riot among very hungry people...
I'm not talking about homeless people. I'm talking about the people that riot at Walmart. They're almost... Well, they're not almost homeless, but they have homes. They just don't have Blu-ray players on account of they can't afford one.
What do you plan to do with this project?
What project?
The video you're shooting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to take it in for a grade, and hopefully if I got a passing grade in my mass media, that makes up for the incomplete that I got the last semester, and that'll pretty much get me set for that. And then I only have one other class I got to take for graduation, which is, it's not telecommunications, it's TV journalism, and then I'm set.
What do you want to do?
With my life?
Yeah.
I want to pretty much do something like Geraldo Rivera done, go and do... reporting, and then, I don't know, but I'm not Mexican, so...
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean...
He's not even Mexican, he's Puerto Rican. What's that got to do with it?
Well, I guess I could be successful, but these days you got to be, you know, kind of a PR.
All right, look at kid. Good luck, and you know what? I'm glad they stopped you from the bum fights and your stupid won't these days... You tell that kid to straighten his act out. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, on this Monday night. More of your calls to come. Sarah Palin's reality show, how'd that go? I didn't watch it because the promo sucked. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I mean, I didn't mean PR. I meant I'm not black.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and visit our website, philhendryshow.com. We had a great Sunday night Phil last night. Every Sunday night for 3 hours, we have classic hours from our archives, and we ran 3 hours on the website last night, and they were fantastic, including a famous one having to do with Jeff Dowder cloning Jesus from the Shroud of Turin. And some of that's going to pop up as our Classic Phil podcast this week, so watch for it there on our website. We got Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard in our news hour next hour. They're hanging here in the studio right now. We're going to just get to a couple of stories we had. One of them was the Sarah Palin TV show that, because I watch a lot of Discovery Channel, and TLC and Discovery may be owned by the same, I think they are, yeah, they are owned by the same people, or close to being owned by the same people, or cross... I don't know, but in any event...
Well, they have a lot of the same promos and everything.
Yeah, but I don't know if they are owned by... Discovery owns TLC. Okay, so that's why I see them a lot.
You always watch an ID.
Yeah, I watch ID, so I see their... Because that Sarah Palin promo was everywhere last week, man. It was like every single break, they were plugging that show, which goes to show you that effective promotion is always... very, very smart. Now, I don't have anything against Sarah Palin. I don't think she doesn't politically excite me, only because I don't agree with a lot of things she says. I don't hate her. I don't have a problem with her. I don't think she's a fascist. I think the very simple-minded fools who don't understand political thought or political speak or political philosophy or who think it's just a club you belong to. I think there's a lot of people that don't like her because she's female, although they wouldn't admit it. They don't like her because she's opinionated, although they wouldn't admit that. They don't like her because she's a conservative. I don't dislike her because she's a conservative or anything. There's just a couple of things she says. I don't dig it.
Like what?
Well, for starters, I compare her to a lot of people this way. There's plenty of people that were running for president on the Democratic side that were just as clueless. When they asked her finally, well, give us an idea of what you would do as president, And she slowed down, and I could tell that she hadn't really thought about how she would answer a question like that, because she immediately went to, well, Ronald Reagan, let's just do what Reagan did. Now, that's not very creative or interesting thinking. And that also shows me that that's not something she's thought about, a question she's thought about answering. I'm not saying she doesn't have a political philosophy, but on the other side, on the Democratic side, I saw that all the time. All the time, that thinking. Saw it with Kerry in 04. I saw it with Clinton this year. I don't see really interesting, creative people in the political sphere when it comes to how they express themselves. All right, so anyway, but Palin, beyond that, she's not a bad person. Now, the TV show Sarah Palin's Alaska drew 5 million viewers. That is a record for the Learning Channel. That's a record for them. And they drew that crowd fairly evenly between two very, very valuable demographics. They had 1.8 million of 25, 54-year-olds and 1.6 million of 18 to 49-year-olds, two of the network's key demographics. That is the best premiere in network history with regards to total viewership. It even beat their 2003 debut of What Not to Wear. The series had its origins earlier in the year. Mark Burnett, now this is the guy I think that's behind Survivor, if I'm not mistaken. Mark Burnett and Sarah Palin both shopped this to the big networks and The Apprentice, Mark Burnett is from. And so here's a guy behind Survivor and behind The Apprentice, and the big networks passed. And I don't know how smart that is, but that's, you know.
They probably didn't want to have it on account of she's a conservative.
Why do you say that, man?
Well, why wouldn't they not have it on?
And what you got to yell for, man? Yeah, what are you yelling for, bud?
I'm not yelling. I'm just telling.
Shut up, man. You're yelling. Hey, how come they don't have the thing on?
I'm just saying that I don't want to have Sarah Palin on because of the politics.
It could be. Why? Well, why not? You got Mark Burnett, who is behind Survivor and The Apprentice. Now, if there's a guy that knows how to put a hit TV show on the air, that guy does. Why wouldn't you just on principle alone say Mark Burnett just walked in here with Sarah Palin? It's got to be a hit. I'll take it. Man, I'm not going to have Sarah Palin. What's she going to get? Who wants to watch her? Are you hearing what I'm saying, man?
You just said the guy that started Survivor.
I don't care. You don't care. In other words, the cat that put Survivor and The Apprentice on the air, which are two smash hits, you think that guy's got his head up his ass when it comes to Sarah Palin?
Yeah, I do. Because no, I'm not going to watch that. You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, man, because I forgot it was on. I forgot it was on. Well, 5 million is a great debut for the show and TLC. The question now becomes, what will it draw on a regular basis for the network? Most programs lose viewers from their debut, but some are able to grow due to positive reviews, buzz, or word of mouth. How many people are interested in checking into Sarah Palin's Alaska over the long haul? We'll have to wait and find out. Now, I think we have a clip from the show. And while fishing with her husband, while fishing with her husband, Todd, and her daughter, Piper, and cousin McKinley, and brother Jethro, she's fishing with her husband Todd, daughter Piper, and husband Piper.
What?
I mean, while fishing with her
husband McKinley.
Her husband McKinley. Will you get out of here, her husband McKinley?
Not McKinley.
McKinley is the cousin.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought that's that's the daughter.
The daughter is Todd.
What? No.
Not Todd. The daughter's Piper. Will you shut up? The daughter's Piper, the husband's Todd, and the cousin's McKinley.
McKinley.
McKinley. Anyway, they encounter two bears and a pair of cubs.
She's trying to show her cubs. Nobody's going to do it for you. Right. You get
come on, let's see the cubs, baby.
Guys. Roar.
What?
When the baby bears came, that was really exciting.
Yeah. That's great.
Piper, don't scare the cubs. Piper, don't. Don't. Look at his claws, McKinley. We'll back up because if he decides to jump in the water, we will say, let's go.
Sean, what did you think?
Huh? She's going to hell, this bitch.
So how about that? Sean Hannity, I'm kidding, he said. So that's very nice. And so that was Sarah Palin. Now, in the next episode, she goes Grizzly Man on us. And So there they were with the Cubs and Piper and everyone. That's nice. And here's the thing. They believe that this show is going to show Alaska as a beautiful, well, it's already, I mean, you don't have to, it is a beautiful place, but it'll promote Alaska, you know?
Well, why they want to have more people come to Alaska, man, I would think they want to keep the people out of keep it,
keep it beautiful.
Well, no, man, they don't, look at every state in the union, I don't care which one it is, I don't care if it's the least populous, most beautiful, pristine state in the union, they all want business investment, they all want people, people, people. People mean money, and money means growth, and Alaska is, look, Alaska is one big untapped potential thing up there, man. You know.
What about all that oil?
The oil thing is done, man. I mean, they've got oil, but they don't have as much as they had. There's a lot of other things they can do up there. Now, one of the things that I agree with this guy, I shouldn't, because we don't have a lot of time. I don't like the idea of any resources being shipped out of any one place to go to another place so they can be used in that place, giving jobs to that other place. What's happening in Alaska, whether it's timber or other resources, they leave the state and they come down to the lower 48 where people are put to work developing or using those resources to sell. Why not keep it in Alaska and have it develop there?
Say that again.
I don't believe, now I'm out of time. We'll be back, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's see, coming back with a teacher makes a student take off her Confederate flag belt buckle and her pants fall to the ground, and then everybody gets...
Phil Hendry.